The wait is over. The 2019 football season for the A&M Consolidated Tigers begins tonight with the Tigers matching up against the Killeen Ellison Eagles here at Tigerland Stadium. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Green alongside Mike Wright as we have our weekly pregame conversation with Tigers head coach and athletic director Lee Fedora. Thank you for joining us. Coach, before we talk about tonight's game, let's recap a little bit about last year's season. You finished a strong 10-2, but ran into the buzzsaw for the second year in a row that is the Fort Bend Marshall Buffaloes. Give us your thoughts on the things that stood out to you about last year's team and that final game of the season.
Well, you know, a lot of people told us, man, y'all had a great year, 10-2. First time since 2013 to win 10 ball games. You got to be excited. And it wasn't a great year because, you know, we ended up not getting it all the way. But the one thing I've told these kids, and I know it, you know, when you're in Region 3, that's a tough region. But it's all about one game at a time and doing it. And I think our kids did a good job throughout the year, you know, making adjustments. Ended up 9-1 in the regular season and got through. But, you know, you're always taking one game at a time. And, you know, we faced a good team that ended up beating us. And we jumped on them early in that, but then we didn't finish the game. They had some great talent and all that, but what the great thing is, the guys coming back, they're not focused on that. They're just focused on one game at a time from here on out.
We'll talk a little bit about this team. You mentioned about taking one game at a time and the adjustments to losing some really strong talent.
Well, you know, the big thing is we lost a lot of guys up front on the defensive line and thing that Josh Ellison moving on, you know, graduating and that type deal. But we've got a lot of skill guys coming back. But like I always tell guys in a lot of schools I've been in, we've had skill guys. But if you don't have it up front, you know, you got to be at a block for a long time. You got to play on that defense. But our guys have bought into it, and they're doing a great job studying film, watching things, getting ready for each opponent.
You mentioned Josh. How do you replace a Josh Ellison? It just seems like Mike and I were calling him all over the field last year, going sideline to sideline. Who among your defensive personnel have you been pleased with over the summer?
Well, I tell you, it's hard to replace a Josh Ellison when you got a guy like that. But I've been pleased with the way our guys are getting after it. You know, Sheffield, young man, he's doing a great job up on the defensive front. And he's already putting the size. And what I like about Sheffield, he's kind of that athletic ability type guy. You know, he's not as big in that, but he is strong. He's broke a lot of our records on our strength and conditioning boards and things like that. But he's putting a lot of effort in. Matthew O'Neill, he's got good size there too, and he's doing some things. And I think the one thing you'll see at our defensive ends this year, not as big guys, but they are physical guys that have that athletic ability that can fly around. But it comes down to communication, you know, and our leader there is Mikael Williams at the Mike linebacker. He's like our quarterback on defense. And I think the big thing is our guys have done a good job starting to communicate, because we put in different wrinkles on our coverages and things like that. And the big thing is about communication, making sure everybody's on the same page, knowing their gap responsibility.
You mentioned the key positions. This may be the best receiving core that Consolidated's ever have, at least from what Mike and I can remember back as far as what we go. Talk a little bit about Price, Floyd, Darby, Jones. I mean, what a core to come back. Getting the ball to them is going to be critical. Talk about your quarterback play over the summer.
Well, I think the great thing is, you know, we've got a lot of skill guys that can move around. And the one thing you will see this year, you know, when you're watching this game, the great thing with Devin and Nate and Darby and all them, they're not going to just play at the same position they're at. We're going to move them around, the inside receivers, outside receivers, this and that. We're going to see how people adjust. And the great thing is, just like you mentioned, the Jones, Valen Jones, we got Justin Conrad also. Those guys may move out to the outside receiver, and we may move Devin and them inside to where we can see different coverages, where we can find guys that we're going to tag and hurt. Because if you watch last year's game, a lot of time we got in a 3-by-1, they would triple team on Devin Price and that. Well, if teams are going to do that, we may keep it like that. And what's great about Devin, he's one of them guys that he ain't worried about if you're throwing the ball to him, coach. If they're triple teaming me, that's where we got to hurt him with the other guys, and that's the things we're going to do.
I got to think that the chemistry between quarterback and receivers played a big part in Consolidated winning the 7-on-7 state championship this year. Completely different when you go into a game situation with the offensive line, the defensive line coming after the quarterback. Talk a little bit about that chemistry and what you've seen in preseason practice.
Well, you know, I'm proud of the guys winning that state 7-on-7, but like it is, that's touch football. That ain't real football. And, you know, it's like I tell quarterbacks, you can sit there and move forward and be throwing the ball where the center was, but you ain't going to do that in real game. But I think the big thing is that 7-on-7 help is communication, route running, and those type things. And I've seen the guys, you know, there's a lot more chemistry in this group, and that's the big thing. I've always told them, coaches don't build chemistry, it's the players. I sat down and met with all the seniors together during 2-a-days, and I talked to them about, we got to have that leadership where you're pushing the younger guys, encouraging them, telling them things that they're doing right and doing wrong, and being the guy that I like when they take the blame that, man, I ran the wrong route, I did it wrong, and it's not sitting there going, why did the quarterback throw it there and this and that. It's about communication, and I think that's the one thing that we have worked on. The other thing we've worked on a lot, because a lot of times when you have that skill out there, teams are going to bring a lot of blitzes. They're going to come after you. So we've spent a lot of time in our inside holes and that, just working on blitz packages. And when it comes to blitzes, y'all know as well as I do, it's all about communication up front, to where if you called a stack left and the lineman, well, I thought it was stack right, and now they block wrong, it's about communication. I think our quarterbacks are doing a good job getting that in their ears and making sure we make the right blocking assignment.
Let's talk a little bit about the couple of preseason scrimmages that you've had. What were you pleased with, and what are things that you feel like you need to work on going forward?
Well, the first thing is, you know, when we played Cy Woods, of course, you don't really prepare for all the teams doing this and that. And, you know, it's one of those things that Cy Woods was a triple option, old school team and this and that. And so the big thing is we tell them, come out the first play, play it like it's a game, and that's the thing we got to do. And I didn't think we did that well in the first scrimmage, but then the second scrimmage against Tomball, I thought we did a good job on that.
Shifting gears to the Queen Ellison Eagles, a decisive consolidated win last year, but they are a team to be respected, also athletic. Mike and I missed the game last year because of a conflict, but the quarterback is back. He is rated or picked to be the MVP of their district. Talk a little bit about him being the key to their offense.
Well, the thing is, when you always get prepared for Clean Nelson, you better be ready for athletes. They're going to always have athletes and this and that. And the one thing their quarterback does, you know, he'll throw the ball around well, but he can scramble and take off at any time. And so that's one thing we worked on all week long, and, you know, putting in eyeing that quarterback and doing different things. And you're going to see some different things that we do in the coverage. You know, we're going to mix things up to where it's going to try to confuse him some. But like we always say, you can win games with your offense. It comes down to win championships with your defense. And this is going to be a test for us to see how our defense prepared.
Well, talk a little bit about the Consol offense versus the Queen defense. What particular problems do they present, and what things are you going to have to overcome in order to be successful tonight?
I think the big thing is, like we've already talked about, is communication. You're going to see them in even fronts. You're going to see them in odd fronts. They're going to switch around and do it in the middle of the play. You know, right before you snap it, we call a play and say they're in an odd front, and then all of a sudden their front line slides to an even. It's about communication, knowing who you're going to, and I think our guys are doing a good job on that. But until you get into that live game, that's when you see if it's all done. But I think the big thing we tell them is we got to be ready to come out, because you never know what they're going to show us by seeing scrimmages. Yeah, here's their base defense, but all of a sudden they may come out in a different front and that. And that's where we got to do a good job as a coaching staff, getting that corrected after our first series to see what we got to do.
Speaking of being a live game and being the first one, how do you prepare for a Colleen Ellison, or anybody for that matter, being the first game and not having game film to refer to?
Well, I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm excited. It's finally our first game. We're done with all the 2-a-days. We're done with that. So we put in our game plan. We've worked it all week long, and you go into it. But like we tell guys all the time, here's our game plan, but you never know what they're going to come out and give you, and that's where you got to be able to make adjustments, and that's all on the coaches. That's us. We've got to do a good job making the things that we've got to fix, even though we put in some stuff that's saying, hey, we can hurt them in that. They may come out with a different front, different coverage, and that's where we go to our basic stuff. But being my third year here, our guys are able to do that because we can make changes throughout the game.
Well, I know you preach one game at a time, one win at a time, and that you always remember the losses more than you remember the wins. But we've got to fast forward a little bit to the first district game. We know you've got it circled on your calendar, and it seems like last year when you played Huntsville, Rodney Southern always has his crew ready to play. He really did a great job last year resurrecting the Huntsville team. Being circled on your calendar, what approach do you think you're going to have to take this year? Because it just seemed like last year maybe the team, the Tigers, didn't come in maybe expecting what you told them, and they learned real quickly.
Well, I know this will put a smile on your face. I ain't ready for the Huntsville game. I'm ready for Clean Ellison. But, you know, we know that Huntsville is going to be a good team. And I think the big thing that's going to – make us ready for it is, you know, getting ready for this Colleen Ellison, getting ready for Brian, getting ready for Leander Rouse, and then being ready for Huntsville. You know, it works out to where when we have our bye, we'll be able to go as a coaching staff and scout them and watch them to see. But we know Huntsville is going to be a good team. And it's neat because, you know, yeah, our ultimate goal is win a district championship. Well, that first district ball game may tell you if you got a chance to win it or not. So our guys are going to be prepared, and hopefully we're 100% healthy when we get into that game. But we know we've got to be ready for a good team in that regard because Huntsville is always going to be a good football team.
Well, one game preparation, fair enough. I get it. Talk to us a little bit about coaching changes. Any coaching changes this year? New coaches in, old coaches out. Talk to us a little bit about what happened over the summer.
Yeah, the great thing is we don't have any changes on our varsity staff and that, so we've been together doing that. We did have one change with our freshman coaches. Aaron Edwards has come in and taken replace of Coach Lucius. But, you know, the great thing is it's all the same group, and so when you came out and watched our two-a-days, everybody's on the same page. The coaches are all the same. It's different when all of a sudden you're having different changes on your varsity and it switches all up, but that didn't happen this year. We're all back together, and it made our practices go a lot smoother and being able to put in more game plan and stuff.
Well, you've put together a very impressive win-loss record here at Consolidated. Being a new year, new excitement with the Consol Tigers, do you think this crew or this team has what it takes to get to the next level?
Well, I think they've got the potential to do it, but like I always tell them, until we get into that live action and doing it, you know, we'll find out as we're going. But the one thing that I've been impressed with our guys when I sit down and talk to them, we're in three phases of the game. It's not only about offense and defense. We got to be great on special teams too because, you know, just like last year against Colleen Ellison, we gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown. And I told them one thing. I've got coaches assigned to be watching every position on special teams. And if you're a starter out there and you're out there being lazy, I'm pulling you the first – you know, after that first play and putting the backup in, because we've got to have that mentality. We got to go out and win in that third phase also in special teams. And I've seen a lot better energy out of our guys when we're doing a lot of our special teams work.
Our thanks to Coach Lee Fedora. The starting lineups and the kickoff of the 2019 football season are coming up next. It's the A&M Consolidated Tigers hosting the Eagles of Colleen Ellison. For Coach Lee Fedora, I'm Mark Green.